Banished Phrases. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
The end of one calendar year and the beginning of a new one always brings out news, retrospectives, and the annual release of different lists or people or events of the year, etc., etc. One such item I always watch for at this time of year is the list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness released by Lake Superior State University. One scan down that list indeed gives you an accurate reading of trendy words or phrases which certainly deserve to be sent to the sidelines. So after panning over this year's list of words and phrases from our friends at the Sioux, I jotted down a few phrases of my own that are used in high school sports that need to be retired because of overuse or because they don't apply to prep sports or because they're really not compatible with the mission of educational athletics. Since we're coming off a long week of college bowl games, let's start with the popular football phrase, "That ball was uncatchable." I don't know how many times I hear coaches, players, media, and fans use that phrase when talking about pass interference calls in high school football. Guess what? In high school football, pass interference isn't predicated on whether or not the ball was catchable. In fact, pass interference in high school can happen on the complete opposite side of the field from where the ball was thrown. Let's stay with football for our next phrase which should be banned: playoff expansion. The notion that the MHSAA 11-player football playoffs need to expand beyond its current 5-week, 256-team format. Be careful of what you ask for. The last level of expansion in 1999 didn't accomplish what advocates claimed it would in terms of preventing league busting and games being played to rack up 6 wins and get into the postseason. But the MHSAA delivered the best system possible to give schools what they wanted. Further expansion isn't practical logistically, and it certainly isn't practical philosophically. Now let's focus on a family of phrases which can be summed up in 3 little words. The next level. Let's appreciate what high school athletes are doing during their prep careers and not put what they do in the context of what they might do if they move on to play in college. It's not right to evaluate the worth of a player by the colleges in the recruiting picture, and certainly it's not right to evaluate teams in terms of how many potential recruits they have. Many a team with unheralded players by recruiting standards have been known to knock off those teams with all of the so-called blue-chip prospects on the roster. Also in the recruiting family of phrases worthy of banishing is, be seen by recruiters. The biggest red herring in high school sports is that everyone is going to be seen, has a right to be seen, or is going to get a college athletic scholarship. The fact of the matter is, if you're any good to begin with, the recruiters will find you. And the other fact to remember is that only 1% of high school athletes get bona fide athletic scholarships to college. Next on our list is the ever popular, "But that's the way we always play." In school sports, when a rout is on, when the score is lopsided, the educational nature of the game demands that the coach of the winning team find a way to take the foot off the pedal. No excuses. And let's close today with the phrase, "Our kids don't act like that." When the coach who has been haranguing the officials all night long sees a player get a technical foul and then screams about his or her kids don't act like that, take a look in the mirror, coach. You'll see where they get it from. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.